Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Tiny Shutter Podcast. This is the show all about iPhone photography, all of the time, and it's great. It's just a lot of fun. I'm not, you know what, that came out sarcastically, and I apologize.
You sound very convincing.
It's swell.
I'm having fun.
I love it. And today, for those of you who are looking for non-iPhone news, you'll be happy. Spoiler. But anyway, I'm Mark Sadowski.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I thought I'd start out with something kind of a little off the cuff because it's been hitting the news a lot lately, on Petapixel in particular. Selfie is now an official word in the Oxford Dictionary. It's considered word of the year for 2013.
What?
Yeah. Here, let me link this Petapixel article to you. It'll be in our show notes. But yeah, it's yeah.
It makes sense to me.
I guess. I mean, officially. But, I mean, making it word of the year, I think is going a little too far. I mean, some old British dude is sitting over there in Oxford going, yeah, it's jolly good show, selfie. Too right.
Not a day goes by that I don't use that word at least 5 or 10 times.
Really?
I think it's a dirty
not
word.
Really.
Well, I don't know. A lot of people have posted rebuttals. If you look at our Tiny Shutter feed, our very own Bread Geek has posted some very colorful photos about what he thinks of selfies. Everybody should check it out. Just visit hashtag Tiny Shutter on Instagram. And I thought I would play this little bit of audio for you guys. It's probably a 4-minute long audio. I've clipped it to only 30 seconds. This is just a little bit, but here, check this out.
Remember when taking a photo of yourself every day was the kind of novelty people would make a viral video of? Remember when we'd ask a passerby to take a picture for us, so our stupid face wasn't filling most of our vacation photos? Remember when vanity was a sin? No, you don't, because you're a teenager, or you're as stupid as one. You do it at school, you do it at concerts, you do it at your grandmother's goddamn funeral. Nobody needs to see that. Nobody wants to see that. What is it about you that makes you think, you know what would really improve this picture of the place I am or the people I'm with? My idiot face obscuring 3/4 of it. Anyone who's already your friend knows what you look like. And anybody who isn't doesn't care. Selfies. Just stop.
This message brought to you by the Selfies Opposition Fund.
And later in the video, they have a rebuttal from the Selfies organization, and and like one of the arguments is, look how much it improves my photography. This was me just a month ago, and this is me the other day, and it's essentially like the identical photo. It's like, look how much I've improved. And then at the very end, the third middle ground is. I won't spoil it. You can find it in our show notes on tinyshirt.com. But if you want to go to YouTube, it's done by the guys at Loading Ready Run. And so, go on.
What defines a selfie? Did you by chance get that definition?
Oh, no, I didn't read the actual definition. So what is the actual? Okay. All right. What is the actual definition?
Oxford.
You'd think I'd look that up.
Dictionary. Let's see if we can find type phrase. Oh, come on.
Selfie, noun, informal. A photograph that one has taken of oneself, typically one taken with a smartphone or webcam and uploaded to a social media website. See also douchebag.
I think that was added in by you.
That would have added. I added that one, but that was that should have been there.
There's a somewhat important update to this story.
Okay.
The word selfie has not been added to the Oxford English Dictionary. It's been added to Oxford Dictionaries Online.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's an important distinction. Well, yeah. All right. I find that acceptable.
Okay. Here's the example they use. Occasional selfies are acceptable, but posting a new picture of yourself every day isn't necessary.
That's pretty good.
Oh, jeez.
There are a couple people that I follow just for the shits and giggles that are nothing but selfies. And it's what I'd love to do with this one particular person. This is just me, just as a side project, because I'm currently looking for full-time work. I'm going to take the group of photos, the selfies, and I'm going to create an animated GIF, and it's going to be where the background changes but the face doesn't. And then I'm going to post it on a newly created account and then tag the person.
Nice.
No, that's actually pretty cruel.
That is bad, though.
I want to do that. I really do. Like, my evil side is saying, you know what? You really should do that. And I'm fighting it. I've actually done this one time. This is before selfies were the common thing.
Did you get banned?
No. This was a friend of mine on Facebook back in 2005, I think it was. And she would just use her point-and-shoot camera and constantly take selfies. And it was kind of
a mirror?
No, she would just hold the camera out and just take her photo. And she'd always have her head tilted, kind of like Paris Hilton. And then one day, I mean, I posted this on her MySpace page. That's how old this story goes. And so I just I emailed her an animated GIF of this. I'm like, yeah, here are your pictures one after the other. And she's like, wow, I had no idea. I'm like, yep.
Now,
and I've I haven't spoken to her since.
Now, a selfie, is that when you hold the camera yourself, or is that when you set it on a tripod also and take a picture of yourself?
No. There's a big difference between a selfie and a self-portrait.
Yes.
Okay.
A selfie has to be – all right, there's two ways to take a selfie. There's holding the camera outstretched and taking a photo of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, the further you hold out your hands, the more pursed your lips become. I think. I think it's like a. I think it's a like reflex. A natural. Yeah, it's a reflex, kind of like pigeons walking. And then the other option is to use a mirror and photograph yourself. And I think I think it has to be a bathroom mirror or bedroom mirror.
It definitely has to be a bathroom mirror.
Yeah,
it has to be a bathroom mirror, mainly in public,
with a toilet in the bathroom.
Yes,
yeah. If there are any others, I don't know of any, because it's always either bathroom or bedroom. So, those are the two acceptable selfie definitions, I think. And I think Oxford dropped the ball by not defining that. Yeah, they didn't define it even more. So. That's a first from Tiny Shutter, exclusive. Feel free to use that and make sure you credit us. So there you go. And speaking of selfies, actually, let's go into a bit of news here. Instagram is now available for Windows Phone. And I think the Windows people can now rejoice. I'm not being sarcastic. I think this is a huge, huge update for them. There is a catch, though. It's only to view people's feeds, and you can't post anything. I'm kidding. You can post. The catch is that you can't post video at this time. You can't do that. And you're not able to use the Instagram app to take the photo. If you choose to take a photo and you hit the button, it'll take you to the Windows camera. And you'll take your photo, and then it'll bring you back into Instagram, where you'll be able to ruin it with the filter. So that's how it's working right now. But again, it's brand new. It's something that they're still working on. It's still in development. Instagram people are saying, yeah, we're totally working on it. Again, this is also brought to you by Petapixel. And I think this is awesome. I think this is the kind of stuff that Windows Phone absolutely needs. I think Instagram is the big one. I think
now is Google going to allow them to have
Instagram is owned by Facebook.
No. Is Google going to allow them Windows to have Snapseed?
No, probably not. They're already in enough hot water with the YouTube app problem. So I don't see that being resolved anytime soon. Anyway, that's a big thing. And one of our friends of the show, Tracy Clark, has, I believe, switched
to... Windows
Phone, yeah. And she takes incredible photos. If you want to check her out, she's on Instagram. Just look for Tracy Clark, all one word. And her work is incredible. She has some great black and whites, very, very mood photos, moody photos, and moody in like a very positive way. They're very emotional. But I'm not even doing it any justice. So I'll shut up. So check it out. And she's done some great work. I actually teased her about it. She went into a Windows store and she said everybody was so friendly. I'm like, yeah, you're the only customer there. So
did she ban you?
I don't know. I think she laughed at it or something. But I mean, look, I'll be the first to say I think their cameras are pretty cool. I think the whole Windows device is pretty cool. I actually like it, but it's sadly not enough to get me out of the iPhone ecosystem. I mean, I would say that if there was a second place, it would go to Windows. I actually like their overall look and feel, but again, I'm just too much invested in iPhone. It's iPhone has that. It's just very, very convenient. I can't even put it into words. I'll let Johnny Ives do it. So there you go. I don't actually have a clip of Johnny Ives, but everybody's already heard him. So there you go. So anyway, on to other news. Oh, I forgot to actually add this for news.
News team, assemble!
We were scattered before, but now we're assembled.
There we go. Now the show is complete.
Now we can feel the power. And we need the power because this is actually a little bit of information that comes from one of our listeners. Joe, you have the email?
Yes.
All right.
She was on. If you guys ever want to, you know, send us a message or anything like that, you can do it on Facebook with the go to Facebook hashtag.
You could technically do it.
Yeah. / Tiny Shutter. Thank you.
Yeah. And we also have a Google Plus page as well. Community group. So
yes,
those are two places where you can contact us, or you go to tinyshutter.com, send us a message there, or Twitter. We're at Tiny Shutter. So there you go. But carry on.
All right. One of our followers, Lawrence Lazar, and I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Forgive me. He's contributed quite a bit to the Facebook page, and one of the questions he posted this last week was, I thought, a pretty good one. The question was, what is the best photo printing service out there for high-quality prints? And he was talking about straight prints, not books.
Yeah.
He said, I am planning to start showing some of my work, and we want to make sure that I have the best possible quality prints. Since I shoot with an iPhone, which doesn't have the quality of a DSLR, I want to make sure that I am getting the best possible print. He said, thanks in advance. So I thought it was pretty cool. I decided to jump in there because lately I've been doing my own printing. And I've looked at other places to print, but I'm always nervous about, you know, paying for something and having it come back incorrect.
Yeah.
meaning that the, you know, they didn't. Sometimes when you can send it somewhere, they'll probably send you a message saying, hey, this is too bright, this is too dark. You know, you don't want to pay a whole bunch of money for some nice prints that end up being not the way you saw it on your screen.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Yeah. So, you know, what's the best way to do it? And then for me, it was printing at home. So I thought this would be a good chance for us to ask our audience if they print, why or why not, and if they do, what do they use to print?
All right. So what? Let's start with this. What you mentioned? You print with your own printer. What kind of printer do you have?
I have the Canon it's Pixma, PIXMA. It's a scanner. It's a combo printer, and I didn't really start off wanting to print with it. I tried printing with other printers on paper and whatever. It just looked like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to get some ink cartridge in the mail, and with it they had included photo paper. And I didn't do anything with it. And then finally I was like, you know what? I do have that photo paper. I'm going to try it. And so I did. I'm like, oh my gosh, this looks great.
Nice.
Sometimes if I wanted to try out a test print, I'd go to the local Walmart and do it cheap. I hated their prints.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'll have a few things to say about them in a little bit.
but so I started doing it, and I'm like, whoa, this is great. So I showed my wife, and I had, you know, a blank wall that full, you know, actually with frames that were had no pictures in it, and we had talked about, you know, putting up some of my photos of the kids and the family or whatever, if we decide to do all landscaping or whatever. And so I was like, I can do this from home because they sell 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper, photo paper, glossy, that I could put in the printer and print it out myself. And so that's what we did. And it turned out great. I love it. The kicker is that it also has an app that you can put on your iPhone. So I can do all the editing. I take the pictures, do all the editing, and print it straight from my phone to my printer. I don't have to do it through my computer.
Nice. Wait, that's not a kicker. That's a benefit. How much did you pay for the printer?
Oh, gosh. I want to say we got it online, and I want to say it was either between $50 and $99.
Hold on
a second. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
What did we pay for that printer?
Oh, he's asking his wife.
$50? Yeah, it was between $50 and $100. Yeah.
Does she want to come on the show?
she popped in, and then she went right back.
Ah, okay.
it was perfect timing, though.
It was pretty good. So you're not breaking the bank when you're buying a proper printer for printing.
The paper that I was using was Canon photo paper. It was made for that. It was made for the Canon printers.
So yeah, that's actually very important to add. When you're printing, printing yourself, get the proper paper for it.
Because exactly.
Paper is going to make a huge, huge improvement. I mean, it could go from a piece of crap to, you know, godliness just from the paper that you select.
Yeah, and what I do is I'll start off when I want to print something. If I want to do an 8.5 by 11, I'll start off by doing a 4 by 6.
Yeah,
that way I'm not wasting the huge pieces of paper to get the best exposure.
Right.
I do the and it's great because when I do it of the kids, the images that I don't like the exposure and all that, I just give it to my neighbor. She's 12 and she watches the kid, and she just loves all the pictures of the kids. Just she doesn't care.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, here's some more pictures of the kids. And she's like, woohoo.
Nice. What do you use to print? Like, what program do you use?
I'm pulling it up.
Is it the program that comes with the printer?
It would. Well, that's the thing, is that I use the app, and let me make sure I get the app correct. For mine, it's Canon IEPP.
Okay.
And so when I want to print it, I just click on the app itself, and you can scan documents, you can print documents, or you can print photos directly from this app.
Okay.
A PDF, I can print the PDF from the app.
Nice.
If I put a picture on the scanner, I'll scan it using the app.
Right.
And it goes directly to my phone.
So it handles like the details on paper. Do you have to specify what paper?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's cool. And anybody using Photoshop or Lightroom or anything like that would have to do the same thing.
You can do print, and you can choose the printer from any of the computer's programs and then specify the type of paper.
Yeah.
And the size.
Right.
So you choose the size, you choose the type, and if you can choose borderless or with a border, mm-hmm. And then print from there.
Very cool. So Matt, you were kind of on the polar opposite. So what do you use for printing iPhone photos?
I guess when I responded to that, I wasn't really thinking necessarily in terms of iPhone pictures for some reason.
Uh-huh.
So I mentioned a service that I use online basically upload, digital files to and have them printed. It's a service called iprintfromhome.com.
Uh-huh.
And the best I could tell, it's a father and daughter team out in, I think, Buffalo, New York, or somewhere in that area. And, they offer photographic prints on – they use a Kodak Professional Endura Premier paper.
Nice.
And they have, glossy, luster, matte, and my favorite, which is the metallic look.
I thought yours would be matte, but go on.
they offer pretty much every size imaginable. I guess the thing that drew me to them is I was using another service that was kind of it's not one that people typically know, but and I'm not going to mention the name of it, but, it was kind of geared towards professionals, and it had kind of the most frustrating upload process ever. And, I just thought, this is ridiculous. I need to find something better. And I'm not really sure how I came across iprintfromhome.com, but I decided to give them a try. I thought, why not give this kind of smaller, almost like mom and pop sort of thing a go? And their prices were good. The upload process was really easy. One of the things that I really liked is one time I sent in a file that, like Joe has mentioned, it looked good on my computer, but there was something wrong with it. It was too dark or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they printed it and it looked like hell. And I know there's a lot of services out there that they would just send it to you.
Exactly.
And you would pay whatever it costs for that picture, and you're kind of SOL and you got to redo it. But, they emailed me and said, hey, this file, it's a little bit, wonky. Something's not right with it. It's too dark. You might want to take a look at it and do whatever you need to do to fix it and send it back to us and we'll reprint it.
Yeah.
That's kind of customer service, that goes a long way towards keeping me loyal. And I've ordered not hundreds of prints from them, but I've ordered quite a few prints, all different sizes up to 20 by 30, which is a pretty reasonably yeah. large print. And I have not yet ever had one print come damaged.
Nice.
So I'm pretty impressed with, you know, the quality of the prints is good, and the way they package them is, you know, totally awesome. Nothing ever wrinkled or torn or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I haven't really printed iPhone pictures through them, but I do have a couple recommendations. I guess it just depends kind of on, you know, what you want to get from your iPhone pictures. You know, I have a lot of pictures I've been taking lately of my son, and, you know, we have like photo books that just fit like, you know, 4x6 pictures. And we've been, you know, making the prints of these pictures. And there's actually an app that I use for that, that you could find in the app store. And it's just called Free Prints. And the icon is a blue icon with like a little white butterfly.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that has to do with free prints. But in any case, I was drawn to it because I like free stuff. And so basically with that app, you know, you just, I don't know, you got to sign up or whatever. And then you basically can get 1,000 free prints a year. And I think that's pretty much 4x6s. So you can get up to like 85 free prints a month. And you really just pay for shipping and handling. And the shipping and handling starts at $1.99, and it's never more than $9.99.
Yeah.
So,
what is it called again?
Free prints. So, you know, I decided to give that a go, and I got to tell you, I wasn't expecting much. I kind of was expecting really lousy, really grainy pictures to show up, and they actually were really nice, like good quality glossy pictures, and you know, I was really pretty pleasantly surprised with what I got. And they also offer different sizes. It's not just 4x6. You know, you could get, you know, 8x10s and even up to 20x30 from them. And I think they do square sizes. Actually, they do. They do 5x5s.
Uh-huh.
And I got a couple of those, and they look absolutely tremendous. They were really cool. And one of the other things I liked about them is that you could access pictures from just about anywhere and like upload them to the site. So if they're on Facebook or Instagram, or if you have them in like a Dropbox folder or Flickr, you could grab pictures from pretty much anywhere that you have them and upload them to the app to nice. Get them printed. So that's cool. And then I'll mention one more for the iPhone. This is probably the best quality pictures I've ever gotten from anywhere from an iPhone. The service used to be called InstaCanvas. They recently changed their name. They're now called 2020.
Spelt out or just the numbers?
Both, actually. It's spelt out 20 and then the number 20.
Interesting.
Yeah, they have if you go to their website, which is 2020.com, they explain why they changed their name, and I forget what the reasoning is.
It probably had to do with Instagram.
It might have. I don't think that's what they say, but in any case, you know, one of the things that the product they started with was canvases, and I've gotten a few of them, and they're awesome. And not too long ago, they started offering photo prints, and they're actually framed.
Ooh, nice.
So they're already framed. You can pick like a black or a, they have both unframed and framed. I've been buying them framed when I do buy them. And, you know, because everything with this service kind of revolves around Instagram, everything is square.
Right.
But if you don't mind that, if you want to print some of the square pictures, you really cannot go wrong here. I've had one issue where a framed photo that I ordered showed up broken. The glass broke in shipping.
Uh-huh.
I took a picture of it. I emailed them, and the next day they had reprinted it and resent it.
Oh, nice. That's great service.
And I was ordering 16 by 16 prints, which, you know, I'm thinking from an iPhone 5, you know, that's pretty dang big.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at Instagram pictures on Facebook or on the Instagram website and you look at them like full size, they usually look kind of crappy.
Yeah.
You know, they look great on your iPhone or your iPad, but, you know, any bigger, they really look grainy and just kind of terrible.
Just loses its resolution.
Yeah, and I have no idea what they're doing to make these prints, but every print I've ever gotten from them looks phenomenal.
Nice.
You know, everything is like sharp. The colors are amazing. I have yet to get one bad print from them. So free prints and 2020, that's what I recommend for iPhone pictures.
Awesome. Those are great selections. And I'll just add very quickly, I do local printing. I either go to Calumet or I go to another local place called Cardinal Camera. And they do my printing. And I've had some great success. I like Calumet a little bit more. The guys in Cambridge are really cool to just chat with as they do stuff. They're a lot more friendly.
I'll just add that if I lived in civilization, a local printer would be my preference.
Yeah. And so. It has to be like a photo related place. It can't be it can't be Walmart. I would even say, you know, any store related place is just bad news.
I live in civilization, but I don't even have a photo place around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I meant. It would have to be a photo store.
Yeah.
I mean, the closest camera store to me is, I don't know, in Concord, New Hampshire, and that's a good 45-minute drive, so that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's Hunt's Camera, right?
I think it's called Concord Camera.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, Hunt's is in Manchester, I think, in that area.
Somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know. Those would be the places I would suggest. I've had prints done in Walmart and they came out like crap. It was just terrible, terrible, terrible. They just don't care about image quality. They just throw them to the machines and they're not calibrated correctly. I was looking for prints when, way back in the day, actually last year, in September when Keith Tharp and I photographed that wedding using Hipstamatic. So after the ceremony, I really wanted to see what these would look like printed since, you know, they are a special occasion. And they came out looking great when I used the proper service. Calumet was able to do the prints. I only went as high as 8x10. I didn't press it any further than that because I didn't feel like paying for it.
Well, and you do have to, you know, you do have to say that these were all Hipstamatic images, correct?
No, not all. Oh,
really?
Of them. Some of them were Hipstamatic, but the ones that I liked the most actually were from Camera Plus.
Okay.
There were just some that I really had a different vision. I didn't want to use the Hipstamatic vision.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
There's a couple.
I was going to say, because if you were going to do like an Instagram shot with the filters, be prepared for garbage.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think it's any fault of printing because as fun as Hipstamatic is for some people, I mean, I had fun with it for a while, but after a while, the photos either just come out too dark or too overexposed. And there's really no middle ground, and I don't consider that artistic. Am I doing something wrong? Probably, but I'm not going to fiddle around with a ton of different combinations just to find that right one for one particular setting and then go to the next setting and have it be totally way off. That's just not fun. So I like using either the native camera app or Camera Plus or Pure. Those are the apps that I use for photography.
I need to correct something. When I said it was Pure, it says Pure on the app, but it's actually called Pure Shot.
Pure Shot. Okay. Yeah, whatever. That's the one.
I was listening, you know, and I remember saying that, and I'm like, you know what? I better check. And I was like, son of a gun. Yeah.
You'll still find it. So those are the apps that I like the best. They produce the best photos for me. So yeah, that's all I have to say. But yeah, those are some great options. And particularly the two of you guys kind of ran the range from do it yourself to online solutions. So that's awesome. Very cool. And we're going along. Let's go into post pick of the week. Post pick of the week. And we went long because of those goddamn selfies. So let's just put the blame where it truly belongs to. Anyway, so Joe, this week is your turn for a post pick.
It is. And I was looking through the feed, and I've noticed that there's been a lot of black and whites, and I love black and whites, but there was something about the fall colors that just caught my eye. And I think if you look at our, probably the last month or so of our shows, you'll probably see a lot of fall colors.
Yeah.
The one I chose is of a, looks like a park. And there's a tree in the foreground, and in the background is a bridge, like a walking bridge. And then there's a little pond right there. And this was done by a username Michael_Alrichs. It looks like Alrichs. And the colors are vibrant. It has a bit of a dreamy look to it, and I thought it looked really good.
I love the photo. it was great.
I like it a lot too. It kind of looks like HDR a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's a good composition. There's a lot of lines kind of leading your eye, like all through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got the path that, you know, kind of takes you from right to left, and the creek kind of takes you in the other direction, as do the branches of the tree. So there's a lot to look at, and the whole picture is interesting pretty much.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, for an HDR, it would have been, it's an awesome, I doubt it's HDR, but it doesn't have the flaws that a HDR will sometimes have.
But HDRs never have flaws. I don't know what you're talking about.
So good job. And we'll put that, we'll post that on the episode page.
Yeah. And I got nothing else to add. I don't know what I was thinking. So well done.
This is episode number 75.
Yay! We're on our way to 100.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, chipping away at it. Let's see. I think it's important to note that we're probably not going to have an episode next week. Next week is Thanksgiving, what? Right?
Yep.
Yeah. We're going to be at home being thankful and eating turkey. So
we'll be doing that, and we definitely can't record Friday because we'll be too busy paying attention to sweet online deals.
Yeah.
I'm going to camp out in my living room and wait by the computer.
I'm going to be playing with my new camera, the Fuji XE2. So I'll be in Nirvana already. So
I'll be playing with the camera also. It'll be new to me, but it won't be my own.
You're getting the rental.
Yeah, the rental comes the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
So I get to play with it all weekend.
Very cool.
So none of the rest of us are in on this. What is the rental?
I'm renting a 6D, Canon 6D, and I have a wedding on that Saturday after Thanksgiving, and so I get to play with the camera before the wedding and then send it back the following Monday.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty sweet.
And we'll learn all about that on our other show, Casual Photography. So go ahead and check that out. It's on iTunes. And whatever podcatcher you have, it should be able to be searched. So there you go. So do any of us have a focus point for this week?
I do not.
I don't either.
I'm going to say, yeah, I was going to post the printer. I looked up the one that I have. It's a variant model of it, and it's about $60.
There you go.
I'll put that down as a focus point.
Yeah, and go ahead and check out Casual Photography. It's a really cool show.
That's your third focus point in a row.
Is it?
Yeah.
I must love it so much. I'll say this. It's a great change of pace from what we did with the lens wipe. Lens wipe, I tried to make funny and zany, and this is just, I think, what lens wipe should have been to begin with. And it's just us kicking back and talking about photography, whatever it may be, tangents or otherwise. So I'm having a lot of fun with it. So I can't wait to see where it evolves. We're going to record episode 3 shortly. So let's hurry things up. So anyway, Joe, tell the world where they can find you on this awesome interwebs.
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
Very cool. How about you, Matt?
I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
Sweet. And you can find me, Mark Sadowski, on Instagram. Username, Mark Sadowski. So, and if you want to contact the show, go to tinyshutter.com and leave a comment in the posts or send us an email from the link provided. You could also reach us on what do we got there? The social networks there. We got the Facebooks. We got the Facebooks. We're Tiny Shutter there. We're on Google Plus. Do a search for Tiny Shutter. You'll find our ever growing community. And we're also on the Twitters. We are at Tiny Shutter. So there you go. Those are the ways to find us. And you know what? I got to say this, guys. I'm thinking about changing one of our pages on the Tiny Shutter website, because anytime I could tell you anytime there's a major problem with Instagram, because we have this one post there that says, "What's wrong with Instagram?" And every time something goes wrong, we get like this enormous hit to the website. And that's when I know something happens, because everyone...
Don't delete the page.
That's annoying.
Oh, come on.
All right.
We have to be able to laugh at some people.
You know what? Next time we do the show, not next week, but the week after, I'll show you guys some posts that we get from those guys.
Ooh, let's read some online.
Yeah. They treat us as tech support. Why isn't it working? Why can't you make it work? Things like that. I delete a lot of them, but
oh, come on.
It becomes repetitious, and I don't want the page to get overloaded with the same thing.
Oh, you mean it's automatically posting their comments up there?
No, it's not. I have
to
approve.
I was going
to
say,
but I want to keep it at a minimum, because that page gets hits a lot. So I don't want to have like a 100 megabyte page where it's nothing but text. So anyway, yeah, that's where we're at. Anyway, that's all for this week. And everybody have a safe and wonderful Thanksgiving. Eat a turkey. And I am going to my brother's house. He's deep frying one, so that should be interesting.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to have the video mode on my camera going. You know, just a case. You know, something to put on YouTube. Anyway, that's all for this week. And see you guys next time. I have the... And the music somewhere here. And it's right here. All right. See you later.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.